بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، ربي زدني علما، ربي لا تعسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير. هذا خمسة كلوس إن شاء الله، اسكت كلوس بسيط إن شاء الله. كم شيخ ما شاء الله، كم كلوس إن شاء الله. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has again granted us the opportunity of performing of Fajr Salah with Jama'at. My dear friends, this performing of Salah with Jama'at is nothing from our own doing, or anything for that matter. Everything that is happening, everything that we are doing, this is only because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. Not because of our intelligence that we've come for Salah, not because of the wealth that we have that we've come for Salah. Nothing to do with that matter. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Except Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made it possible. Allah Ta'ala made it possible for us to open our eyes now in the morning. How many people we know, my dear friends, they go to sleep at night, and they close their eyes for a few minutes to rest, and the eyes don't open again, and Allah Ta'ala takes them away. That is why we make the dua after when we get up in the morning. Alhamdulillah illazi ahyana ba'da ma'amatana. Again, what time do we fall off to sleep when we close our eyes to sleep at night, my dear friends? Exactly what time did we fall off to sleep? Anybody knows? No, none of us know. Except Allah has willed it. So many people we know, my dear friends, that can't sleep. So many people we know at night, they cannot sleep. They stay up the whole night. They toss and turn the whole night. They buy the most expensive of beds to try and get sleep. And that you find a person who's got nothing, and Allah Ta'ala made it such, he has the best of sleep, sleeping on the hard floor. Whole night he'll sleep. Nobody will trouble him, nobody will touch him. So my dear friends, all these things that we have, it is from Allah has made it possible. Nothing else. This coming for Salah, when Tashkil we were in, I met this young man. He was a taxi driver. It was hot, month of Ramadan. So he stopped his vehicle to give us, to take us to the university. Yeah, I'm showing you tawfiq only from Allah. What I'm speaking to you now is tawfiq only from Allah, nobody else. In fact, he had a passenger in the taxi also. But he still stopped for us. So we told him, you got a passenger. He said, no problem. He said, so we two of us, one person is a translator. So I sat in the front seat. So he's asked, telling me, I want to ask you a question. So I said, but I'm not an alim, I'm not a mufti. You speak to the people of your country. He said, then I want to ask you. So he tells me, I'm not fasting. I said, but why? He said, no, because it's too hot. Can't manage it. So I said, but you got aircon in your vehicle. You're driving all the aircon on. It's cold in the car. You can fast. He said, no, very difficult. So I said, okay, fine, leave the fasting. What about your salah? He says, last 10, 11 years, I have not performed any salah. So I asked him, Jummah? He said, no. Asked him, Eid? He said, no. So my dear friends, coming for Salah, this is only because Allah has willed it. To put this beautiful head of ours on the ground, it is because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. Everything we have is because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. This life Allah has given us, it is because Allah has willed it, my dear friends. Allah brought us in this zamana. Allah Ta'ala brought us in Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala brought us in another Ummat of the past. Imagine Allah Ta'ala had brought us the Ummat of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Would we have accepted the deen of Allah at that time? Or would we have said what they said? Now can I leave the ways of my forefathers and accept your deen? Or would we have told a Nabi of the time, Allah Ta'ala could not get anybody else but you to make a Nabi? Here Allah has granted us this deen of Allah, this kalima la ilaha illallah on a glowing platter Allah has presented to us. When we recite this kalima, did any one of us apply? Did any one of us make an application? Ya Allah, that we want to be brought in this ummah on the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we want to be named Muhammad and born in this family, in this zamana, in this town of Durban, city of Durban, or wherever we're living. Did any one of us apply, my dear friend? None of us. Allah chose us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose us to come now. Allah chose us to be in this masjid. Allah chose us for the effort of deen. Allah Ta'ala chose us to recite Quran. Allah Ta'ala chose us to make the zikr of Allah. Thus we have to make so much of shukr, my dear friend. So much of shukr we have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing from our side. Nothing. We cannot do anything, my dear friends. We cannot move a limb. We cannot hear, we cannot speak, nothing except Allah Ta'ala has worked, my dear friends. Only what Allah Ta'ala has made possible for us to do. Today, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. We sit because Allah has blessed us with some wealth. Allah Ta'ala has given us certain things. We sit back, I am somebody. What are we? What are we? Absolutely nothing. Can't control, as Maulana Qahtani Sahib said in his bayan, can't control the air that comes out from your backpacks. Can't control it. Yeah, we say we something. It's the middle of the night, you're sleepy, you can't control your lungi, where it goes, how it goes. You don't see your hands, where it goes to. Nothing. What are we? So, dear friends, this Allah has given us, it is only because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. Allah has given us this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear friends, what is this kalima? What does this kalima demand from us? One is to recite it, mashallah. All of us can recite it. We all can recite it. But what is this kalima demand? What is the object of this kalima? What is the object of this La ilaha illallah? That we have to negate everything. As we mentioned earlier, all these things we have in front of us. We see our hands, we keep moving. We can hear. We have to negate all these things. See, this is not because it is what it is. It's because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. You know, when we, Ulama tell us, when we take out the money from your pocket and to pay for something at the supermarket, at that time, when you take the 10 rand out or 20 rand out and you want to pay your credit card, and you present it to the counter, the cashier, at that time we should tell ourselves that this Allah is because you have willed it. This bread is coming because you have made it possible, not because of the money in my pocket. That time. Everything happens only because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. That the food has been presented to us is because Allah Ta'ala has willed it. That one grain of rice that Allah Ta'ala has sent to us, what did we do to get it? What did we do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So it is one grain of rice where Allah Ta'ala has sent it from and where Allah Ta'ala has presented to. How Allah has presented in front of us. No rice grows in South Africa. Anybody seen any rice paddies in South Africa? Nothing. Rice is grown in the India and Pakistan and Bangladesh and China and Thailand, those areas. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such so that one grain of rice that is grown there to be brought to our country, to our doorstep. Leave rice, my dear friend, salt. Do you ever think salt, how salt comes to us, what? When Allah Ta'ala presents the food in front of us, it makes such what Allah has done for the salt, for this food to be given to us. Let me say we prepared a nice piece of food. Yeah, what did we do? Put less salt in the food, put no salt in the food, what happens? Put extra salt in the food, what happens? It's salt. So my dear friends, we have to, this kalima demands this from us, to full, nothing except Allah. If Allah Ta'ala has willed no rain to come, from now till Qiyamah, no rain to come, what can we do? Who are we? What can we do? What the whole world put together cannot make it possible for one drop of rain to fall into the earth if Allah doesn't will it. Do what you want to do, my dear friends. If Allah doesn't will it, it'll never happen. If Allah sends rain from now till Qiyamah, stop the rain from coming. Can any one of us do anything? Absolutely nothing. We are in total need of Allah. Allah is Samad, Allah is independent, Allah does as He wishes to do, Allah Ta'ala does when He wants to do, Allah Ta'ala does with whom He wants to do. Allah Ta'ala controls the heart of every insan. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Allah can hear everything, Allah Ta'ala can see everything, my dear friends. And all at one time Allah can see. How many times can we hear? We can hear many people singing at one time, ask people talk to you, two people talk to you at the same time. You can't hear, can't figure it out. Allah Ta'ala can hear everybody at the same time. Everybody at the same time. Whatever language it is, whatever language you want to speak, you speak. All of us sitting over here, my dear friends, 10 different languages we can speak. All of us speak the same, different languages at the same time and ask Allah Ta'ala at the same time for everything that we want from Allah. Allah says, Kun fayakun, I will give whatever Allah wants to give to you. So we have to bring this, my dear friends. We have to make effort on this. We have to speak about it every day. We have to tell this heart every day. Every day you have to tell this heart that we are not doing. Everything is from Allah. If Allah Ta'ala wishes, my dear friends, if the sun not to rise this morning, no more sunlight, only day, only night, maaf. If Allah Ta'ala wishes only night and no day, only day and no night, who can make the change? Who can do anything? Put the whole world together, all the armies and the presidents and the generals and whoever you want. All, everybody together and tell them, do something about it now. Allah, only that amount of harm will come to you with Allah Ta'ala's will. Only that amount of benefit will come to you with Allah Ta'ala's will. Nothing less, nothing more. Not one morsel of food will come to you more than Allah Ta'ala has written a will for you. And not one less also. Only that amount Allah Ta'ala's will for you. That amount of breaths that you have to take in the world before you die. Only that amount will come to you with Allah Ta'ala's will. Nothing less, nothing more. That's when somebody passes away, the first question we ask, how? No matter of how. Time was up, my dear friends. Allah had willed for him to be in the world at that time. That amount of breaths they had taken. He will not take a breath more, neither will take a breath less. Allah has willed it, finished. So we have to bring this, my dear. We have to make an effort on this kalima. We have to make an effort on this word la, no, negate. Only illallah. That's why you're making the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Just to bring this, to make this. You're making the zikr that his heart has to be told. Everything is happening because Allah has willed it. There's no but in our vocabulary in regards to the deen of Allah. No but. And there's no coincidences in the deen of Allah. There's no coincidence in our life. There's no such thing, I was there at the right time. See? No. But us is no such thing. It is because Allah willed me to be there at that time. Allah Ta'ala stopped me from being there at that time. If Allah wants you to be there at that time, do what you want to do, Allah also make you there. Whatever you want to do. One of my friends had a business. Saturday afternoon, his staff is telling him that I want to go home, I want to leave early. So he's telling the staff that we're closing in a few minutes, wait, we'll go, I'll drop you off, wherever you want to go, I'll take you. I am going to Peter Marisburg, this is outside of Peter Marisburg. I'll take you. She said, no, I want to go now, give me money, I want to go now. So he's trying to encourage her to stay. I'll take you, I am going to Marisburg. She said, no. So he pays her money, and she walks across the road from the shop, and she walks down the road. In that time when she's doing, there's a truck coming into the town and the truck lost its brakes. In that town where this thing took place, as you come into town, there's a downhill. This truck is coming. This person is saying, I can hear the truck coming from the top. I can hear it. The amount of noise this truck was making. And as he came into the city center town, Eddie was driving out and there was a bend that he had to take and he couldn't manage the bend. And this lady was standing right there. The lady was standing right there and struck him and knocked him, killed her, passed her. She is insisting, I want to go. He's telling her, stay. I'll take you. She says, no, I want to go. I need to get him to Smarasburg. I want to go now. She said, I'm telling you, wait. Nope. The reason for her like that. Allah Ta'ala made it possible like that, my dear friends. So there's no coincidence. This is something that I was there at the right time. Like Allah Ta'ala made it possible, my friends, for you to be there. So we have to make this effort, my dear friends. Simple, very simple. The effort of deen, the effort of the La ilaha illallah is to negate whatever Allah is, whatever is there, negate it and present that Allah has made it possible. And the second effort we have to make, my dear friends, is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The entire life has to come on the tertib and system of Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That everything we do, it is the sunnah of Nabi of Allah. Everything. To bring yaqeen in it. One is to know it, my dear friends, one is to practice, but to bring yaqeen. That this is the way of my Nabi. Like Sahaba Ikram brought yaqeen, my dear friends. Atiyu Allah, wa atiyu Rasul, how Nabi of Allah, whatever he did, there was no questions asked. Allah forgive us today when somebody is asked to do something, the first question they ask is it sunnah or farz? Sure. And you say if it's farz, they say, Hantiki, we'll do it. But if it's sunnah, we can leave it out. Because Sahaba Ikram, my dear friends, there wasn't such thing with them. But then what they saw, they did. But then they understood, they did not understand. The mere fact that Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something, they would have done it. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't do something, finished. There's no questions asked about why. This type of yaqeen has to come in our lives. This is the effort that is taking place. We bring this alive in our lives. If Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this, we should do. Hey, they go, the man is putting his shoes on. What difference does it make physically? What difference does it make if he puts his left foot on first and then puts his right on? What difference? Physically, what difference does it make? Enter the house with the right foot and exit with the left foot. What difference does it make physically in the life of a person if he does it, put the left leg first and then the right? What? No difference. But because it is a sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will do it. Finish. Physically, there's no difference. So people ask, but why? What is it? Nothing. What effect is there? Nay, it is because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked, did it that way, and he asked us to do it that way, we'll do the same. Not only in our physical, my dear friends, but in everything in our lives, ma'amalat, ma'asharat, akhlaq, ibadat, everything that we do, we have to find out and ask them, what is the way of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this also requires effort. What happened like that? Daily we have to ask, daily we have to speak, daily we have to tell the ummah of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daily. So that not only this heart gets affected, but others also, our effort is twofold. We'll finish in a few minutes. Effort is twofold, my dear. One is infiradi, which is in ourselves, our Quran, our Salah, our Quran, our Zikr, those things is there, we have to do. But together as an ummah, being the ummah of Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a greater added responsibility to our life. Greater added responsibility, not a job. This is not a job what we have. Then kamne, not a job. Sheikh Ismail, Allah Ta'ala fill his cup of noor, from Qatar, many years he came a few times to South Africa, one bayan in Maritzburg, he was telling us, he'll say job. It's not job. See, this is a responsibility, an amanat. So he said, if you have a job, if you get sick, You don't go to work, you say, my job is a family member, somebody else will do it. Carry on. If my wife gets sick, I can look after, stay at home, look after, somebody else will do my job for me. But say the same boss was given and takes you, gives you the keys for the business now. You have to open, you have to close. What happens now? Whether you're sick, you're not sick, wife sick, wife not sick, whoever, you have to ensure that you go there, you have to open the business. Otherwise, so now it becomes a responsibility. Now it becomes a manat. Now it becomes a trust. Now this worry and concern will come in the heart. You sleep with it, you get up with it. Deen also, this deen that we have, this amanat, this is a responsibility, this is a trust, this is a worry and concern that has to come in the heart. Not only of my deen, but the deen of the entire ummah and the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great responsibility, my dear friends, great. And Allah Ta'ala has given this ummah the responsibility, this ummah, not any other ummah, the ummah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many years ago, Mufti Sahib in Sindh Masjid, the marriage were given on Bayan, he mentioned about the three people or four people will be called in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And he said to them, the person with a lot of wealth. Allah will ask you, what did you do for my deen? He says, oh Allah, I was too busy. Very, all the businesses and the properties and the money and all that he had given me, very busy. Couldn't have time. So Allah will tell him, you lie, because there was nobody more wealthier than Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he fulfilled the haq of the responsibility given to him. And he said, a person who will be no money, no wealth, will be called to Allah. Allah will ask him, he said, Allah will tell him, you are speaking a lie, because as an Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nobody who was less, nobody had less than him in the world. But he was given the responsibility, he fulfilled it. And a person who was sick, same question. He said, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was sicker than you. You could not have been sicker than him. So I told Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sahib, you can understand what is Allah Ta'ala saying. Allah Ta'ala is not comparing us to the ummahs of the Nabis of the past. Allah is not comparing us to the ummahs of the Nabis. Allah says comparing us to the Nabis. What responsibility they were given, you also were given. This responsibility of the deen of Allah, my dear friends, is on our shoulders, nobody else. If we're not going to do, who's going to do? Why can't we? So that's why Allah is saying, I give time. This is the time that is so valuable in the eyes of the ummah, so valuable, so valuable. Take this valuable time Allah has given us and look and spend it and use it for the upliftment of the deen of Allah. Otherwise, it'll get used. Yesterday I was speaking to one youngster, he's telling me, hey, the tickets to Dubai is very expensive. So I said, but when are you going to go? He says, in April. So I said, in April, what are you going for? He said, I'm going to go to fly to Dubai. Think what I'm saying, my dear friends. I'm going to fly to Dubai, four or five of his friends, fly to Dubai, ride a bicycle from Dubai to Abu Dhabi, ride back, spend 2-3 days in Dubai and come back home. I said, Allah Commander, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said, kya kare now, we need to go. I said, but okay, from here you fly to Dubai, spend one night there, ride a bicycle from there to Abu Dhabi, ride it back to Dubai, spend 2-3 hours in Dubai and come back home. So if we don't spend our money for the deen of Allah, where is it going to go? So what benefit is it going to get to? So my dear friends, I'm saying give time a difference. So who's ready to say inshallah ta'ala? As it was made tashkil yesterday, first those of us who give 4 months, inshallah, give 4 months, make intention for 4 months every day, inshallah, Dr. Siddiq sir, mashallah, by somebody, right, mashallah, right names. And who else? And those of us who haven't given 4 months, my dear friends, make intention to go for 4 months, inshallah ta'ala. Those of us, inshallah, make intention for 40 days also, 4 months, 4 months. Pedal, inshallah, Jamaat's coming 4 months. Pedal also, mashallah. Taqabbal Allah, Muhammad Asmal, mashallah, Shaykh Khalid, mashallah. Jamaat is coming from the masjid. Khalid is 4 months, inshallah. Huh? Long time now. Mashallah. Maghulam Hussain, Allah accept, mashallah. G. Ibrahim. Inshallah, 4 months. Inshallah. 4 months. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Ayyub. Ali. Khalid. MashaAllah. 4 months also. Takabbarat. Hamza. MashaAllah. The last time I met one Hamza, we were in Benin. He was from Ghana. He was going to India for 4 months. So we met them. Took the call, Gurzari, how are they going to go? They told us they'll go pedal from the east coast of Africa to the west coast of Africa, then from the west coast of Africa to the east coast of Africa, from Ghana to the port of Sudan, they'll go pedal. Because it was little money, very little money. I think they had $150 for all of them, one person. Go pedal from Benin, which is on the west coast of Africa, to the port of Sudan, and then take a boat across the port of Sudan into India. And they'll start their 4 months when they get there. Hamza, his name was, Sheikh Hamza. Imagine. I met one Jamaat from Qatar. They were in also east west coast of Africa. They made tashkil of a Jamaat to go for 4 months. Again, so that brother was Sheikh Jafar was telling me to Jassim. He was telling me that they sat with that Jamaat on those vehicles from the west coast of Africa. They traveled the entire breadth of west coast, from west coast to the east coast, and then they took the Jamaat and took them to India with them. So which means they were sitting on top of the trucks, you know. Most places sit on the roof of the truck, and how they're holding themselves together, each one got his arm, and they're sitting like that, and sleeping like that also, and going from the west coast to the east coast. MashaAllah. Well, are we not asking for that type of qurbani now from our satis, inshaAllah? Theek hai, inshaAllah. Or? I said, there's 2-3 takazas we've got tomorrow. I think there's a Masturat Fikr that's taking place here in the central zone, inshallah. Whose place? Sayyid Kotwa's residence, inshallah, from 100? Hartley Road. From 2 to 4. Theek, inshallah. So all those who spend time Masturat, 40 days, 3 days, mashallah, whatever time Masturat you spend, please take the families of this program, inshallah. Also, the students' figure that are taking place on the 29th of November, inshallah, in Masjid Hilal. Every single masjid, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we've had our programs in our masjids, mashallah. Many, many of the youth have attended those programs. Now, I have to make figure for them to come for this program, inshallah. And together with that, to make figure for them to go in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Take it, inshallah. SubhanAllah, we have me, 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 subhanAllah, we have me,